I wonder what characteristics you look for in a friend, what characteristics you value, maybe what you desire in a leader. Surely really high up that list is integrity. We want to place our lives, our futures, into the hands of one we can trust, someone with a track record of speaking the truth, someone with a track record of always coming good on their promises. Can you imagine having a friend who never lies about anything? Can you imagine having a friend who never breaks their promises? Can you imagine a leader who, whenever they speak, we know we really can listen and take what they say at face value? It's not all chat. We really can believe them and trust them. In the book of Revelation, we are told that Jesus is faithful and true. And what we are meant to get from that is that he really is faithful and true. That might sound a bit ridiculous when I say that. I've just repeated myself. What I mean is that is what Jesus is actually called. Those aren't characteristics that he always aims to aspire to in his life. He actually is called those characteristics. They are his names. Faithful with a capital F, true with a capital T. He can't be anything else in any situation. He is faithful and true all the time. Actually, in this context of Revelation, he's faithful and true as he judges. He's the faithful and true warrior king who judges the world in righteousness. And of course, seeing Jesus as a warrior, seeing Jesus as the one who judges, may make us feel a little uncomfortable at first. Mary helped us think that through the other day, didn't she? But actually, the Bible helps us see that when Jesus is the warrior, when he is the judge, he is the warrior whose name is faithful and true. He's the judge whose name still is faithful and true. We can trust that he'll do all things well. In any and every situation, we can trust Jesus, our leader. He cannot lie. He cannot break his promise. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever awaits us on the other side of Advent 2021, let's remember this. Every leader, earthly leaders, they will let us down. Great news may end up as fake news. Promises from those close to us may get broken. But we have a king who is called faithful and true, who has promised he will come back to rescue us, and who therefore certainly will.